One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Be Here for a While. Welcome back, friends. Yeah, we're gonna be together till the end. That was so awesome. And guess what? I get to do that. I can do that today because today is my mother freaking birthday. Happy birthday to me. And you know what? I'm taking the time to spend it with you guys because, like I said, you guys are my friends. Today's episode of Be Here for a While is brought to you by Rothy's Away and First Leaf Wines. All awesome companies and products I'm going to tell you about, give you some discount codes, walk you through how to use those, save you some money, give you some cool stuff. Yeah, I'm fully multitasking right now, and sadly, I'm breathing very hard from that very small amount of horrible singing I just did. Either it's that or the fact that I'm eating salami right now while podcasting. Yeah, that's the life I'm living, because it's my birthday. I'm going to eat little pieces of salami. I'm going to eat little pieces of salami, drink some sparkling water, and podcast with ya. So multitasking. I got a face mask, like a hydrating face mask on, because in a couple hours, it is, Tom Sandoval's birthday party, that is, you know, filmed for Vanderpump Rules, which means that, 90% of my friends are, obviously tied up filming that. And so I will be spending my birthday again this year at someone else's birthday party. Last year it was Tom and Jax's dual birthday. This year it's Tom's. You know what though? It's kind of awesome. It's kind of like a free birthday party for me. It's like someone did all the planning because I hate planning that stuff. Like I'm the type of person that if I ever get married, there will either be no wedding, there'll be a very small one that someone else mostly plans for me. I don't like doing that kind of thing. I have anxiety that like people won't show up. I don't, oddly enough, being a stand-up comedian, I know this may come as a surprise, I don't like being the center of attention. Yeah, it's also weird. I'm talking to you guys as the center of attention. Like, hey, listen to me. Will you do some of the most important things in your life? Like, I don't know, hang out with your kids, drive to work, be at work, work out, whatever. But I don't like being the center of attention. Maybe I'm just a liar. Who knows? No, but for real, I really don't. And so it's kind of like a free birthday party. It's like Sandoval and Ariana and whoever put in all the work to make this birthday party happen. And I just get to show up and celebrate mine as well. It's kind of a win-win. And so the theme of his birth, well, maybe I'm not supposed to say that for filming, but let's just say it's like you get to kind of dress up as your best or most extra self. And I got this new outfit on sale last weekend. My mom took me shopping. She got me a cool little outfit for my birthday, and it's so adorable, but it is pretty extra. Like, it's something that I could only wear to something like this or like a red carpet thing or something. But I'm gonna style it kind of extra 60s, and that's what I'm gonna dress up as. I'm very excited about it. So after I'm done podcasting with you guys, I'm gonna get ready for that and go enjoy my birthday. As always, I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I love you guys. You know that. I want to hear all about what's going on in your lives at all times. You know, I'm available for you. So feel free, DM me your thoughts or, you know, screenshot when you're listening to the podcast and tag me in it at Rachel, RachelNobrien on Instagram. And yeah, we'll chat. We'll connect. And you know what? Since it's my birthday, maybe for my birthday present, you guys want to leave me some 5-star ratings and good reviews? Eh? Pause it? Do that right now? If you're already subscribed, here's how you do it. I think if you're already subscribed, you can't just click straight on the podcast. I think you have to go to like the little search bar on Apple Podcasts, type in Be Here for a While, and then click on it as if, you know, you just discovered it. Scroll down, hit write a review, hit the 5th star, Don't hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because that will just make it a 1 star. Hit the 5th star only and then leave a little review. I would really appreciate that. I appreciate it when you guys do it anyways. No pressure though, you know, live your life. But I love you. Okay. Anything interesting to, I've just had a good birthday. That's all I want to say. I don't know how to say this without like revealing something, but I have a nice friend I'm hanging out with. So I got breakfast made for me this morning and I got, taken out at like when my birthday turned midnight last night and nice presents. And listen, if it all works out, one day I will tell you who it is. And I think you're going to find it. It's kind of a cute story. So we shall see. So I'm having a fantastic birthday, which is going to end with hanging with all my friends tonight and hanging with you, my friends, now. Show dates. I will be in Bozeman, Montana on July 22nd. That's a Tuesday, I think, at the Bozeman Hot Springs. You can basically just, you can show up early in the day there and just get tickets to the hot springs and then just make sure you get a wristband. And I think it's only like $10 or something. And then you can feel free to come back later for the show or just come to the show. And I think it will still be, you know, like $10, but everything is included in that. So that is July 23rd. I'm sorry, Tuesday, July 23rd. Before that, though, I'm pulling out my phone. I have a show this Friday, July 12th at The Garage in Culver City. On July 16th, I have a show at Bar Lubitsch. It's a storytelling show with Gabby Conti, who is my guest today. Weird. Then I have the July 23rd one in Bozeman, Montana. Then on July 30th, I am performing at the Comedy Store for a charity event. It's one of my favorite charities. It's Face Forward LA, where they give plastic surgery and other surgery. They donate it to victims of domestic abuse or any type of abuse, and it's just an awesome charity. So that's July 30th. You can get tickets at the Comedy Store or at the Face Forward LA website. And August 22nd, I am in Seattle, Washington, headlining a show at Laughs Comedy Club. Get tickets at rachelobriancomedy.com or at their website, Seattle, Washington, August 22nd. Okay, cool. So this podcast episode today, I'm very excited about. I listened to it. We recorded it a couple weeks ago, but I just listened to it back earlier today. And I feel like it's like the most in-depth dating and relationship sort of advice and just little anecdotes podcast that I've ever done. It's with my friend, comedian Gabby Conti, who just recently wrote a book called 20 Guys You Date in Your 20s. It has not come out yet, but I have gotten the chance to read the, maybe not the final draft of it, but pretty close. It's awesome. It's so good. And she's just really in the world of dating and, you know, making some of our mistakes for us so we don't have to. I mean, we all make mistakes, you know, but like, you know, she really finds a way to learn from them and give fantastic advice. So I'm really excited for you to hear this podcast. She's awesome. We get real deep and do our best to give some awesome dating relationship advice. So without further ado, give it up for Gabby Conti. Gabby Conti, Hi. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me.
I love how you're already cheating towards camera.
Well, because it's so weird. I'm like, do I look at you? Do I look at them? Where do I look?
I think what we're going to do is just podcast together.
Okay.
That's going to run.
Sure.
They will enjoy or not enjoy.
Great.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're just doing it live.
All right. So for my listeners who are not on Instagram, we are recording a live stream while we do this. For God knows what reason, other than I think I'm, you know, I'm a millennial. I do these things.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. So, Wait, is this making my voice sound? Because it sounds echoey. No, it's just because I'm wearing cheap headphones. That's what it is.
Because there's no sound on here.
Okay, like, cool.
Yeah, it's not, it shouldn't be.
Should we turn that upside down so I don't pay attention to it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. If, in fact, there's some weird sound issue, just make a large gesture. So all you can do is write words. All right, what's someone saying? I'm already so distracted.
Hey, can
I help you with your podcast host produce? Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that later. Thank you for writing your resume. Okay. All right, Gabby.
Yes, hi.
Okay, so We're here to talk about dating.
Yes.
We're both single.
Yes.
You just recently, are we allowed to talk about your book?
Yeah, we can talk about my book. We can talk about anything.
Okay. Yeah. So you just recently wrote a book that is coming out in 2020?
Yes, spring of 2020. I don't have the exact release date yet, but you got to see a sneak peek because you wrote me a very nice blurb, which I appreciate.
I loved it. So tell me about your book.
So the book's called 20 Guys You Date in Your 20s. And basically, I found all these different tropes or patterns in dating. So patterns like long distance, guys who are older, guys who are younger, all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I have these like funny stories of how I failed in these relationships.
Okay. I wouldn't say you failed. Let's just say, for example, the older guy.
Yes.
Didn't tell you his age.
Right. That is a failure on his end.
You looked at his ID a few months in.
Yes. There we go. I learned and I grew. And so I kind of wish that someone would have given me this when I turned 20 and entered the world of dating.
Yeah.
And so I have stories and then I have advice from every ex besides one got to read their story and give me advice, dating mm-hmm. advice from after years have passed. I find couples who have been through the same roadblocks or obstacles mm-hmm. and they weigh in on how they make it work. I talk to experts. There's charts. There's quizzes. It's just like a whole bunch of fun.
I loved it. I loved the quiz part because the quiz part I felt like brought you back to when you used to read, you know, like Cosmo or Glamour
or whatever
when you were younger, and you would take the quizzes and you'd be like, does this guy like you? And you take the quiz, you'd be it would define your life.
Totally.
And it was, I mean, almost not accurate at all, probably.
No.
But I mean, yours is, I guess.
Well, the goal too, you'll see the quizzes.
But it's just so fun.
Yeah, and the quizzes are usually not like, he likes you, he doesn't like you. They kind of are like, this looks promising, like you have to do some work.
You did the adult version of it.
Right, because I didn't want to write a, he's just not that into you, because I do think a lot of dating books are very black and white, and this mm-hmm. one is meant to be colorful. It is colorful when you look at it.
And that's what was so cool. Like when you contacted your exes for like little blurbs or whatever about their stories, a lot of them were like, I didn't know that I made you feel that way, or I thought that you also wanted a booty call,
right?
Or I didn't know.
Yeah, and it's really mind-blowing. And like the guy who ghosted me thought that I ghosted him.
That's crazy.
Because we just both didn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
But I called it something else, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of different shades of ghosting.
So, yeah. So when you arrived at my house today, and I don't want to give away her entire book because I want you guys to buy it. And
I think it's a little sneak. Yeah. And we have enough time until the book comes out. So, yeah.
But when you arrived today and when we decided to do this whole live, whatever we're doing, this alien movement that's happening, we were just vibing so hard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? That's a crazy story. And then you were teaching me things I didn't know and terms I didn't know.
Yeah.
So how do you define ghosting,
mm-hmm.
Caspering, which I never heard that term before,
yes.
and then orbiting? And you also put a whole other layer on ghosting that I didn't realize.
Okay. I personally think, call me old school, but I think for someone to, because like ghosting can happen in business. It could happen with friends. I think if we're talking about ghosting in a dating setting, that ghosting is when you're dating someone, things are like progressing mm-hmm. and everything is like moving forward and it seems really promising. And then I feel like for it to be officially ghosting, there has to be sex involved.
Okay. Couldn't it just be any type of fooling around? Or do you think sex has to happen?
I think there's penetration.
Okay.
I think ghosting involves, call me old school.
I hope my dad doesn't log on to this and you just hear the word penetration.
Penetration. And maybe I'm wrong, but I really think it does because I think that what happens is it kind of, like the guy is coming off pretending, girls do this too, that they want a relationship. And maybe mm-hmm. if you're old school like me, you kind of want to have, you know, you only want to be with one person at a time. Or maybe you only, you know, for like, we'll do that with guys that you see a future with, like whatever. So I think like you let your guard down, you get to know this person, you guys, you know, you have sex and then you never hear from them again.
So you think that ghosting has to involve some sort of intercourse?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I've been very paranoid that like, I feel like I have ghosted people dating, dating app wise, where it's just like, I never met up with them or we hung out a few times and I just didn't respond, which I know is not.
No, it's not.
The greatest.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it.
Yeah. And it goes both ways. Ghosting women,
Oh yeah.
Do all these things too.
But I've also been like, I've also been on the other end of it where I only hung out with someone twice mm-hmm. and then they gave me this very long text that was like a breakup text. I'm like,
oh gosh.
Oh, you could have just ghosted me.
Or I think like I was supposed to actually have a date tonight and the guy was giving me total serial killer vibes. So I send a message to him as he was trying to plan the date tonight.
A pin in that. I cannot wait to talk about that.
Yeah. So I'll tell you about that later.
No, I cannot wait to talk about that. So So I always just thought like ghosting meant any type of just sort of like not communicating anymore. But you think it has a whole nother layer of...
I think, yeah. So I think if someone just straight up not communicates anymore, vanishes you after some... And you know what? Maybe the intercourse doesn't have to be sexual. Maybe it's like just on an emotional level. Like maybe you just connected, but you're... It's definitely... You
what if
dating.
You went out with someone for like a whole entire month, hung out...
Every
let's
day.
Let's say 8 times.
Yeah.
No, let's say 2 times a week.
Yeah.
Never hooked up. But then they ghosted. That's still ghosting.
That is still ghosting, but I guess...
that's a lot of time spent with someone.
That is a lot of time, but you never even made out with them?
Let's say that you made out.
Okay.
I'm not saying this happened to me. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to take away the entire hooking up part of it.
So maybe...
Because that person would be... either party would be pretty invested.
Well, I think that's what it is. Investment, right? I think if you are invested in someone and you have, like, you feel like you have a connection and things start off strong and then all of a sudden there's, like, this change and this fizzle and then the disappearing act, I think that's ghosting.
Okay, so I think that's a better definition.
Right?
It doesn't have to do with
hooking up.
No, I think it is the investment level.
Investment.
Yes, we came up with a definition right now.
We figured out ghosting.
Ghosting involves, like... we're doing math now.
Because, well, then also, like, a one-night stand is not ghosting. Because you could also be in a situation where it's pretty clear that both, you know, two consenting adults are, they're just having sex and they're traveling or they're whatever, like someone's visiting and, like, that's it.
Yeah. So
and
we have
that's
to,
not ghosting.
We're going to take that element out of it.
Yes.
And it just has to do with the amount of investment time and whatever. Someone, you know how much someone is.
Yeah.
Sort of invested in you or into you, like, you know if you're actually ghosting a person.
And,
I think
it's that you, like, basically you see this going in a way that's promising and hopeful and you see a future.
Yeah,
usually some future. It doesn't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It could be just like, oh, I want to, maybe a future date was even brought up. And that's what it just basically, ghosting also blindsides us.
These shoes were made for walking. That's how I feel about my adorable and very comfortable Rothy's shoes. So have you heard about this company that's making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles? Oh, and like I said, they're insanely comfortable and machine washable. Rothy's has quickly grown to a most loved, gotta have them brand, and it's no surprise they have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. I love them. They're so stylish. They're cute. They go with everything. My mom, who never compliments, you know, anything really. Well, she does, but like she's very picky. She saw them on me the other day. She was like, those are so cute. I need to get some. So Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish and versatile and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. And Rothy's comes in a wide range of colors and patterns and they're available in 4 different silhouettes. Plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a pair or three that you love. They launch new colors and patterns every few weeks and they sell out constantly. I got the gray ones. They go with everything. Super cute with like denim shorts in the summer. I just love them. Since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. That's right. There's zero break-in period in these shoes. Plus, Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries, no reason not to try. And it'll blow your mind that they're made, like I said, from recycled water bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills. That's incredible. You'll discover why BuzzFeed called them their forever shoes. So check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/behere. Go to rothys.com, that's rothys.com/behere to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/behere today. So do you have any advice for people that have been ghosted and or... if you're someone that's in a position where you think you might ghost someone because you don't have the balls to say like, hey, I got back together with an ex or whatever. Do you have advice for either side?
For both sides. I think I'm really trying to practice transparency because I think if we treat others the way we want to be treated, then we get treated that same way. And if I just try to spread this movement of just like honest dating, hopefully that's me doing my part of removing these like terms just to excuse our bad behavior. So I'm hoping that if I've been doing this, if I'm dating a guy and I don't really see a future with him, I will straight up say to him, hey, look, you know, I really enjoyed spending time with you. I'm just not really feeling a connection right now. You know, I'd love to be your friend. I'm a better friend than I am a lover right now, which is true.
I think that's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
And I have done that same thing.
Yeah.
Fairly recently too, where it's not even people I've met up with yet, where I'm just like, I feel like I don't have the time to do this and it's taking away from career stuff. And I'm like,
just
I can't
be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest. Especially when the person keeps reaching out and keeps trying to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Because I think that it's just not, it's cruel to not to like just not let them down. Because if you just keep giving them a little inch of hope, being like soon, like it's just
don't do that. That's unfair.
Which then takes me to Caspering.
Yes. So wait, before you get to Caspering, what's your advice for someone that has been ghosted?
Okay, I think I think you should call out your ghost.
Oh.
After enough time has passed. Because what I learned in writing my book, that this guy who I thought ghosted me, who actually, what he really did was Houdini-ing, which is a different thing, and I'll explain that
There's
to you.
So many I need to take notes, I feel.
Some of these are real.
Is someone here taking notes?
Some of these are real, and then some of these are things that I've just coined and like that I just come up with because I don't feel like the definitions are such blanket terms that I think they're more specific terms, and we're already seeing that with people coming up with words like Caspering and orbiting.
Yeah. Okay.
But if someone ghosts you, I think you should call them out after enough time has passed. But
You don't think swallow your pride? I feel like I'm the type that's like, cool, you didn't like me? I'm good. I'm just gonna hide under.
If you
feel, or just pretend like I don't care. I'm a big fan of pretending.
You could do that too, but if you feel like a connection and you feel hurt, what's the harm? They've already ghosted you. What's the harm of saying, hey, you know, it feels like we've like kind of drifted apart.
Yeah.
I enjoyed spending time with you. Because I think here's the thing. The reason why I like to do the ghosting last call is because I think this only makes sense in a situation where you live in a similar like neighborhood or town. Because the worst thing about ghosting is when you see the ghost out in public in real life.
Yeah.
Some people call this zombieing, you know? Like, you just want to...
Jesus.
I know, there's so
many.
You
could write a horror book about dating.
It's so bad. I think when you see them out and about, it makes it less awkward. So I think if you're fearful of that, there's no wrong in saying, hey, look, I get it. Like, we've drifted apart. I just want to let you know that if I ever see you out in public, no hard feelings, and I wish you nothing but the best.
I guess better to do that via text or phone call than be like... two martinis in at a charity event and you run into them. This hasn't happened to me. That seemed very specific. No, it hasn't.
What kind of martinis?
I don't know.
There's dry, dirty.
You don't want to like freak out in public or something.
No. And so I just think I think it also makes you, it's kind of like quitting a job before you get fired, you know, like just to like, I think it kind of like makes you, gives you the upper hand to just kind of be like, to kind of just, I don't know. I'm someone who likes, I like things clean.
Oh, okay.
I like
so you're
cuts.
More one-upping them a little bit.
Oh,
then.
A little. Yeah, you know, they totally
okay, well,
you.
I'm so on board with that.
Right?
And if I get a little control in it,
yeah,
for sure.
They ghosted you, but you pretend like you're ending things with them, even though they haven't talked
so
to you in a month.
You're so Brene Browning this. You know who that is?
Oh, I haven't seen her thing yet, but I really want to.
I've seen a lot of her like videos and read some of her books or whatever, but like her whole thing is like how there's so much power in vulnerability.
Sure.
So like you're almost gaining back the power by being like, hey, I noticed that you ghosted on me. All good.
All good.
No hard feelings. If you feel like you want to explain it to me.
Yes. Great.
Also, I already saw that you have a photo with your girlfriend on Instagram.
She's pretty.
Yeah. Gorgeous. You guys are a great couple. If you want to explain it to me to my face, great. If not.
If not, yeah.
Yeah. I'm being vulnerable, but I also have taken the high
road. It's vulnerable. It's transparency. And I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I feel like I need to read The Art of War.
Okay.
Where like.
They break this. It's broken down.
Just like I just feel like maybe I want to attack life like that.
Okay,
whatever. That was a sidebar. So what's Caspering?
So Caspering, I actually heard from a guy who then ended up Caspering me, like on our.
So a guy Caspered. Okay, so you were on a
Cas. I was on what I didn't know at the time was my second to last date with this guy.
Got it.
And he was like, oh yeah, like we were talking about dating, and he's like, oh yeah, that girl, yeah, Caspered. And I'm like, you what? And he's like, yeah, you know, friendly ghost. And I'm like. What? And so, and then like when we had our, what I didn't know was our last date a week after that, and then he Caspered. So
he explained to you the term.
And then he did it.
And then did it.
So he should have just been like, I'll show you in a week. But he just like did it.
Wow, that's a sociopath.
Well, I think what's happening is that because men are aware that women, or men, whatever, ghosting is such a term that's been out there. The last time I was single, ghosting was a thing, and now there's all these other iterations of it. And I think that that the fragile male ego is just really, they don't want to be ghost shamed. So man shamed, ghost shamed. So when you call a guy out for ghosting you, so they are aware of that. So they want to seem, they're such a nice guy. I'm such a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to cling on to that nice guy persona. And so instead of ghosting you, they'll Casper you, which means like they don't want to see you again. They've decided for one reason or another. It could be a different relationship. It could be work. It could be whatever excuse they tell you. They have no intention of seeing you again. They're not going to tell that to your face ever. Because
that makes them a wuss.
I know. So instead, they'll stop reaching out to you, but you can reach out and you could try and they'll respond. They'll maybe even respond immediately. They'll even like or love, you know, with the thumbs up or like the heart, your text messages and you'll, right? And
I thought you were going to say like your stuff on Instagram. I'm like, that's a whole step further that they don't need to do.
They don't need to do that, but they could do that. And that kind of goes in the orbiting thing, which I'll get into. And then, so they're just nice. They're just so nice, but they, but then the second you're like, hey, so when can I see you again? They'll give you some like vague answer. Like,
soon. I'm traveling, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I've also read definitions of Caspering where people think that it's when someone lets you down easily that has ghosted you. And I'm like, that just seems just like normal behavior.
No, that sounds way nicer.
That sounds way nicer. Just, yeah.
It takes one text message or one phone call to be like, hey, I don't have the time for this. Yes. Or I'm not. You could even lie about the reason if you feel
could.
Like it.
You totally could.
I mean, don't lie.
Don't, but like why? But, there's no need
but
to
don't just do the like soon or whatever.
Yeah.
Unless it's. No, because people will make the time if they have the time or if they're interested. Is it possible that they just don't have the time and they're just still?
No. Everyone has time. We all have the same amount of hours as a day as Beyonce does. Like we're good, you know, totally.
Okay. So that's Caspering. So what is orbiting and then Houdini?
Yeah. Well, so orbiting is another term I didn't make up, but I've seen. So orbiting is when someone will like, they won't talk to you anymore. You won't hang out with them anymore, but they will like look at your Instagram stories and they will like your photos. Mm-hmm. So they basically want to stay in your orbit. So they're in your vision. You can see them, but you will never intersect with
them. But do you think it's possible they don't even realize, besides the liking part, but like the watching the Instagram story, like, don't you think it's possible that they might think that you don't even see it or pay attention to it?
Yes and no, but I think
like they might just be like, oh, I'm looking at this.
I think Instagram's algorithms does a weird thing that if this is someone you've dated and you've like looked at their Instagram a lot, they kind of pop up early onto your Instagram stories. So I think there is like some way. I don't know.
Do you think? No, I don't know about that one.
I don't know, but that's a thing but orbiting could also be they like your mess. They like your post.
Yeah.
And they comment.
That's a whole different level.
That could be a whole other thing. Yeah, that's also considered orbiting. They basically just want to stay. They want you to remember them, but they really have no intention
of
ever
intersecting. Thing.
It's an ego. Yeah. And girls, again, both of these go either way.
Obviously, they definitely do.
I'm just speaking from my experience as a single straight female, but it goes either way.
Okay. And what's Houdini-ing? And by the way, cheers. Oh, yes. Thank you for doing this.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me. I love this. It's so fun.
So Houdini-ing.
So I made this term up for Hello Giggles in like 2013.
Okay.
To explain what people would refer to as ghosting now, because ghosting wasn't a word yet when this happened to me.
Okay.
I call it Houdini and his two date disappearing act.
Oh.
Because it's when
one of his best works. One of his best works. Honestly.
So you go on two magical dates with a guy. Everything seems incredibly promising. In this situation, there was nothing. There was no sex. So that's why this was even. I'm like, this doesn't fit into ghosting, because ghosting seems to imply sex. I guess not always.
Yeah.
But this guy was like hardcore pursuing me. We had two amazing dates and then I never heard from him again. Okay. I didn't reach out. He didn't reach out. So I call that Houdini-ing, because they literally vanish into thin air. And then you realize that the whole two dates was really just smoke and mirrors, because it's not who they really are.
Okay. So I have a theory about this where it's not necessarily Houdini-ing, but it's the first part of it, where I think anytime I've dated someone that came on way too strong.
Ooh, okay.
Way too early on.
Okay.
But we ended up dating.
Sure.
Like this has happened in a lot of long-term relationships that I've had, where they were very into it real quickly, doing a lot of like promises and things. They always ended up being not the greatest guys.
Interesting.
And I think I think it speaks volumes about maybe someone's confidence level or their just need to like get you and then.
Oh, I made up another
What's this one?
Bachelor lighting.
Oh, what's that? So, you know, it's like gaslighting.
But they give you the experience like you're on the TV show The Bachelor.
Okay.
But that's not who they really are. So this is the guy that takes you out to the really nice restaurants. He takes you out to really nice drinks. Mm-hmm. He like shows you off. He like is really into like labels and where you're going.
Yeah.
And he
asks you to convert to Judaism.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Right?
Sure. Why not? Like but he's doing all these things like these dates that even the producers of The Bachelor would be like, let's scale it back a little.
Yeah. Like this is too much for TV.
TV.
No one's going to believe this. Yeah. But in real life, the guy's doing it.
And then, but it turns out that really behind the dates and like you have nothing in common, but you are so swept up of the romance of the dates that you think there's something romantic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times those guys end up being, and again, girls too. Yes. Everyone shows their best cards up front. I think they usually end up people that they can't walk the walk.
No.
They talk the talk. They can't walk the walk. Mm-hmm. And they're usually hiding something, or they're overdoing the like, no, I'm a good guy. I'm such a good guy. Oh, look at what a good guy I am.
The guys are the worst.
I'm ready to settle down. I'm not even into the LA scene. Like, I'm so.
Yeah.
I am just.
And that's not true.
Yeah. It's not true.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to pause for real quick on the podcast. Okay, so I want to talk about, we took a quick pause because I had to check on the Instagram live thing. I want to talk about what the story you posted on your Instagram.
Yes.
Just go into it.
Okay.
Because she told me the full thing before we started podcasting. I find it fascinating. Also, my new interest in true crime makes me think that something very scary is happening, but that could just be my paranoia.
Yeah, could be. Okay. But I mean,
so tell me what happened.
Okay, so I started doing a series on my Instagram story highlights, which is probably gonna keep me single forever, called Daily Dates.
I mean, I don't think it's the best idea because they're gonna look at it before and after, and then they're like, oh, she's gonna talk about me.
But it's interesting. I'm learning a lot as I'm doing it. I'm interacting with my audience and kind of just like asking questions and seeing if I feel
it's
alone.
Good for your career. I don't know that it's good for dating, but is that important right now?
No, it's not. I just got a relationship, and I also am kind of thinking about it. I'm like thinking of it. Well, the right guy could handle this, and if I meet the right guy, I'm not going to talk about him. But then he'll know I'm going on other dates, and he'll be like, "That's weird."
I think after he knows you after a while, that maybe he could handle it. But I think right away it might be
a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. By far, one of my all-time favorite travel accessories and really all-time favorite companies and products is Away Luggage. I will never travel without Away Luggage ever again. I don't even know how I did it before I had Away Luggage. So Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. They started with the perfect suitcase crafted with features that make travel more seamless. And now they offer a range of essentials that solve real travel problems. So all you have to think about is where you're headed to next, because getting away means getting more out of every trip to come. So Away Luggage is amazing. I'm obsessed with the carry-on. I take it everywhere, and I can travel for, I think, probably at least 5 days with just a carry-on, just an Away carry-on that's lightweight and durable, that's made to last for a lifetime of travel. And they have a 100-day trial that lets you try any Away product on the road. And a limited lifetime warranty means that they'll fix or replace your bag if it ever gets damaged. There is 4 360-degree spinner wheels guaranteed for a smooth ride, and it's so lightweight. And the built-in compression pad helps you pack more. That's why I'm able to go for 5 days in just a carry-on. And they have an optional ejectable battery to keep your phone charged, and a removable laundry bag to separate dirty clothes from clean clothes. There's also a bigger carry-on, and the suitcases, like I said, are designed to last a lifetime. But if any part of your suitcase breaks, Away's standout customer service team will arrange to have it fixed or replaced ASAP. And there's free shipping. And if you want to get Away offline, you can do that. See for yourself. You can shop everything Away at their stores in New York, Austin, LA, San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, and London. I pop into the one on Melrose in LA all the time. I just love my Away luggage. And I want you guys to enjoy your summer travel. Go to the airport in style. With the minimal design, it looks good in any context and with any traveler. And I have an offer for my listeners. Okay, for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/behere and use promo code BEHERE during checkout. That's awaytravel.com/behere and use promo code BEHERE during checkout. AWAYTRAVEL.com/behere and use promo code BEHERE for $20 off a suitcase. Guys, you will not regret it.
But the bottom line is, so I was on Bumble on Sunday, and I matched with this guy who was very good looking, tall, blonde, dimples, like, you know, had muscle, whatever. Like, not that that's like what I'm looking for. So I said he was 6 foot, Scorpio. He likes going, he's outdoors type, indoors type.
Sounds fake already.
Right? Like all these things. And then the last line, which I skimmed through, said like what he's looking for. Looking for someone fun to hang around with, well, yada, 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 like a makeout partner and a good head. And with the emoji of the guy with his shrugging, you know?
No. Right. No, 100% no.
I swiped right because I read that as a girl with a good head on her shoulders. Like, I just kind of like jumbled the words to the point that when we matched, every time I matched with someone on Bumble, you have to make the first move.
Yeah.
I looked at his profile to see, like, you know, just to see what I would open with. And that's when I read it for what it really was, looking for good head. And I just respond, like, the first thing I said to him was, "Wait, what?" All caps. And he's like, "Haha." I was like, "You seriously are just putting that out there? Like, what are your responses? Like, what are girls saying to you?" And he's like, "Oh, I just joined Bumble. Like, it's been like, no one's really said anything. You're like the first person to call it out."
Liar.
Right. We start having a conversation. And for me, like, a big thing that gets me going with dating is I like to connect with a guy on like a sense of humor banter level. Mm-hmm. And so he was doing that. And then he was kind of like, you know, telling me how cute I was, how pretty I was, how stuff like that.
Yeah. You tell me that.
Like, compliment me. Yeah. I'm good.
That's how most of my relationships start.
We had like even this little joke where he like something about like, somehow it came up that he started calling me, "Oh, I'm wearing a crown in one of my photos." So he's like, "Oh, I'm going to call you my queen." And he's like, "What are you going to call me?" And I'm like, "I don't know, my king." I'm like, "This is weird. This is awkward." And he's like, "Yeah, this first date is going to be hilarious." And I'm like, "Yeah, it is." So and he's like, "Well, give me your number." And so I gave him my number, and it was Sunday night around midnight, and he starts texting me. And at first he's really sweet. He's like, "Oh, I'm so happy we connected. You're so dreamy." And I'm like, "Thanks." I'm like, "I've never been called dreamy."
He said dreamy.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, this guy's 65. He's 100% not who he says he is. Dreamy?
Oh, the other thing about him.
No.
So his name is, should I say his name on the
app? Yeah, okay. I plan to call him.
Yes, his name.
Guys, we're actually going to call him.
Yeah, his name is Alan 35. And it said his job.
Also, that's why he's a catfish. No one puts like that, because that was his actual age too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Alan 35 was his username, but also his age.
Oh, no. Sorry. You know how on Bumble it says the name, it says the first name, and it says your age.
I know. I deleted Bumble after
most dating apps, first name and your age. So his first name is Alan.
Like a screen name.
No, his last name is Bumble. His last name is, I don't know what his last name is. So Alan 35. He didn't link up his Instagram or Spotify, which are other things you could do on Bumble.
Yeah.
And that was, it was just the bio.
He doesn't have them.
Yeah, it was just the bio and like four pictures that were honestly kind of like pixelated, selfie, far away, could have grabbed them from someone else. I don't know.
Okay.
So, and the other thing that was suspect, when we started texting, like the fourth thing he did is he sent me a selfie of him that I didn't ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And the selfie is cropped.
Yeah, you showed it to me and I didn't know what you meant. And then when you showed it to me, I was like, I still don't quite get it. And then we pulled up like a real selfie of you or me or whatever, and then went back to the photo. And it clearly looks A, cropped.
Yes.
B, screenshotted.
Yes.
C, filtered.
Yes. So there was something weird going on there. And it was, I think he sent it after I was like, "I hope you look like your," when he called me dreamy, I'm like, "Oh, you're dreamy too, as long as you look like your photos."
Yeah.
And he sent me that. And I'm like, that was just so weird.
Yeah,
right.
Really overcompensating.
Really,
he's like, "Look, it's really me. I promise, it's me."
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Here's another one that I screenshotted of someone else.
It was weird. And so he asked me to send him a photo, and I sent a photo back of myself. You know, a photo like an outtake of something I never posted on Instagram, and sent it to him. And he's like, "Wow, you're so beautiful." Blah blah blah. He then proceeds to like start straight up like sexting me.
Okay.
Like, he's like, "What are you doing right now?" I'm like,
red flag,
right?
Red flag.
And I'm like, "I'm in bed." And he's like, "Oh, I can't help. I like wish I was in bed with you." Meanwhile, I'm in bed and I'm watching the classic film Mystic Pizza.
It's a great one. Julia Roberts, that smile wins all awards.
So I'm like half watching this movie, half like texting him back. And I'm really bad at sexting. Like, I'm very uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, I just don't know. I'm from Connecticut. Like,
I don't know that anyone's ever actually done it to me.
This is
perfectly honest, especially a stranger.
This is my second sexting experience. The other time was with a guy I knew, and we were like cooking up, and he was like really into sexting, and it was very bizarre and weird. But anyway,
to each their own.
That was his thing, and I was trying. But again, I'm like polite, so I'm just trying to like, you know, they're saying these things, and I'm like,
you were like, good for you.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a peg for every hole. I don't know. Yeah. What do I say? Go get him.
He's being graphic and I am just like, I'm just saying yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so hot. Like, I really don't know what to say.
Yeah.
He goes through to the point. This is like, we're sexting.
I wouldn't have known
this
what to
so
say
embarrassing.
At all.
We're sexting for like an hour. Uh-huh. I mean, no, we're sexting through the entire duration of Mystic Pizza, which is at least a total runtime of 90 minutes,
couldn't
right?
Could be more or less. The 90s or the
80s. It's like, we're sexting through this whole movie and he has no idea I'm watching this movie, and or he's sexting me. I'm going with it. But like barely going with it. Like I'm like,
you're just like, yay, thumbs up.
pretty much.
Double tap.
Oh, also his text messages are green.
So they all of a sudden went green?
No, they were green the whole time.
So he's got Android.
Android. Or he could be texting from his computer.
Or he's in prison.
He could be in prison. So the conversation ends. Oh, I ask him where he is, and he tells me he's in Silver Lake. And that according to the app, he was 5 miles away. So that is Silver Lake from Hollywood.
Fair enough,
great.
Yeah.
We talk about meeting up soon. He like finishes the conversation and probably also finishes, which is so gross to think about.
Oh God.
And he's
welcome
like,
Welcome to dating.
It's so fun. So he finishes. And then he's like, oh, you're such a dream. Like, thank you so much. I had so much fun. Kissy face, heart eye emoji. Like, let's make plans this week to hang out soon. I can't wait to meet you. And I'm like, okay, good night. Sweet dreams.
Yeah.
I wake up the next morning and I'm like, that was so fucking weird. I can't believe I did that. Like, I'm an idiot. I open up Bumble and it was on his profile because he was the last person I messaged on Bumble.
Yeah.
I was on his profile and I could see the pictures. And then all of a sudden the screen pops something up that says, this profile has been deleted.
Okay, red flag number two.
Right?
Or five, I don't know.
So I text him and I'm like, hey, wow, had so much fun last night. You deleted Bumble, LOL.
Uh-huh.
And he never responded. I go about my day, I don't think about it. And then like around like 5 p.m., I'm like, that's weird he didn't respond. Like also like it's weird he deleted Bumble. Like seems like maybe he had like a wife, a girlfriend, like something, mm-hmm. or he's not who he says he is. So I go on my daily date and I talk to my audience. I'm like, hey guys, so I'll tell you about this thing. I kind of had a date last night. I like had this sexting date or whatever with this guy and he deleted his Bumble. And I put the screenshot of his profile on my story of not his face.
Oh, okay.
But I think he took off the name too, but of the part that said looking for good head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get a message from one of our friends immediately and she's like, oh my God, I saw that guy on Bumble last night. And she's in LA.
Yeah.
And I'm like, too funny. And she's like, yeah, we didn't match, but I saw him last night. I like on Bumble. I'm like, hilarious. Then I get a text from my friend whose name is also Gabriella, which is very bizarre, who lives in New York. And she's like, Gabby, you'll never believe, like, I just matched with this guy. And it says he's in Brooklyn and it says he's 2 miles away
from
me.
You forgot to say this part.
He said
he worked in IT.
Oh, yeah. He said he worked in IT. His profile said IT Greater Los Angeles area.
Also, though, why would you be so dumb to say that's what you did so people can be like, oh, you can clearly manipulate this.
Right.
Wouldn't you say I'm like a bag grocer at Trader Joe's or something?
Not to stereotype, but I've met some IT guys in the, I've met some IT people and in offices I've worked at, and they don't look, and this sounds mean, but they don't look like Alan 35.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what they look. And then the other weird thing is, yesterday I was on Bumble and I saw another guy who had all these like headshots smoldering to the camera, and his job said the same thing, IT Greater Los Angeles area.
So you think it's the same person catfishing?
Same person, or maybe it's like a whole group of guys that are catfishing girls, and they also have the ability to be in one location. They might not even be, because Bumble doesn't do, you can't location swipe on Bumble like you can on Tinder. You can only go up to 100 miles away from you.
Uh-huh.
So someone might have the ability to take this profile and go to all the major cities and do this to girls.
Mm-hmm. I gotta shut off my sound.
Good.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so you think there is no location
setting? There isn't. You can only do a location around from where your phone is. But if he worked in IT, he would be able to figure that out. So Bumble, you can only match with people within a 100-mile radius.
Can you make a different profile and then say, hey, I live in Los Angeles or whatever, and then it will just match you with people there, and then you can have a different one with a different photo, different email or whatever.
Probably. So I'm guessing maybe there's something.
It's not actually tracking your location settings on your phone.
I think it should do that. But I think what happened is if he really is this IT guy, that he might have hacked Bumble.
Okay.
And he might have multiple profiles that are saying IT Greater Los Angeles area that have these selfies of these like cute looking guys that are all 6 foot.
Yeah.
And saying stuff like that. So I'm thinking it could
be something. What I didn't
like
ask you though, was it your friend in Brooklyn, was the guy the same photo?
Same photos.
So he happens to be
same
in the
profile.
Oh, in the same place.
But it would be weird because we were talking and we were trying to make plans for this upcoming week. And don't you think you would say, I'm going to be in New York if that really was.
Totally.
Because if I'm looking for the best of him, the best would be like, okay, no, we were messaging and he fell asleep and he deleted his Bumble because like whatever. And then he went to New York and like opened up, or he unmatched because we'd already messaged. Some people do that. They unmatch with you after you talk.
Okay.
On text. I mean, it's weird to do that, but.
Yeah. Jump at the gun.
Jumping the gun. Yeah.
Okay. So this is a fake person.
I think it's a fake person.
Because, well, the photos looked fake.
The photos look fake. I tried Google image reverse searching.
Did your friend send you any other, like, can you find the other photos that were on there, or just the one that you showed me?
She sent me, like, more of the profile, but I didn't take the full shots of all the profiles. But there's, like, you could see two other pictures. You want to see?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can see two other pictures from her.
pausing it for the podcast. Okay, we found the profile.
Okay, so the profile, Alan 35, product manager at IT. So I guess I got that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
University of Washington, 2013, which is, wait, graduated college in 2013.
I don't know.
5 years old. I don't know. His profile says 6 foot, very Scorpio, much wow, outdoorsy, indoorsy, on the floorsy, seeks friendship.
On the floorsy? You didn't tell me that part.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Outdoorsy,
right?
Indoorsy, on the floorsy. No, this is all so creepy.
So creepy. Seeks friendship, a bit of romance, a makeout partner, laughter, whimsy, hijinks, and honestly, some good head.
Everything about him sounds scary.
And then, so she matched with him, same pictures, and it says he's...
That's a real photo, though.
That's a real photo, but I don't think it's... Doesn't that look like... He looks like an actor or a model or like someone, like an athlete.
Too much credit, but
Brooklyn,
we'll see.
2 miles away. That's another. But then doesn't he look like two different people?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's probably the same person, but
God, I hope we're not just like dragging this person through the mud. But I don't think so. I don't believe it's a real person.
But that's so weird. Brooklyn, 2 miles away when he was in Los Angeles and he never said.
And how did he match with that many people?
That many people. And they matched. And then she sent him a message. And the second she sent him a message.
Should we just call him?
Yeah. On your phone or my phone?
Okay. We have to do it for my phone, but we're doing the Instagram story for mine. Oh, I have a house number.
Okay. Should we use your house phone?
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't show up as my name.
Oh.
Well, whatever. We'll find
out. Oh, and then the other thing about it. So then my friend was like, oh, send me his number so I could look him up on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to send her his number, but I accidentally sent him his number because I put it in the wrong text.
Yeah, and he didn't respond to that?
He didn't respond to that either, which I feel like that would be, if he was normal, he would respond and he'd be like, "What? Wait, why'd you send me my number? Like, right?
Wait, we need to call from my cell phone.
Okay.
Because my house phone will probably show up as my name. My cell phone won't show up as my name. And okay. There's a reason why.
Or should we call from my phone? But then he won't pick up because it's me, right?
Should we just try it?
And see what happens?
Yeah, just do it from yours.
I mean, at this point, this is over. Oh, man, what if he picks up? What do I say?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. What? We had so much fun.
Yeah. I'm just thinking
should
of you.
Should we? I don't know. Should we do it from yours?
I wonder if there's a bigger chance if he's going to pick up from my phone or if there's a chance he's going to
pick up from a different phone.
A different phone number, right?
Okay, then join the live.
Okay.
Is there a way to join it? We keep it going?
I think so. Let's see.
Because I don't know what my house number shows up as and I don't want it to show up as my name and then...
Yeah.
Also, perhaps my address because I have a weird story about someone that definitely found my phone number online... Pretended to have met me. This is a whole other story.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah, guys, be careful.
We're having trouble.
Be careful out there.
Oh, it might be that my Wi-Fi might not be good in here.
Okay, so okay. We're going to attempt to call this person
from your phone.
Put it on speaker. What do I say?
You just go if it's okay. So if it sounds like a guy who sounds like it could be this real guy, I think you're like.
You know, and you've never spoken to him on the phone.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
So you'd be like, Alan, hey, it's make up a name, Jessica from Bumble.
Okay, just make
up
a name.
Because
okay.
I'm sure he's talking to a bunch of other girls. Mm-hmm. How are you? Okay.
All right. Okay.
He also has no idea what my voice sounds like either, unless he Googled me.
All right, okay. Let's see. What's his phone number?
You don't
say his phone number on here. I got it. I mean, yeah, just in case he is a real person.
Yeah.
Let's not be monsters.
I think the chances of him being a real person are like 10%.
Okay. I'm going to throw up.
I'm so nervous.
It's not going to answer. Smart.
I wonder if he's going to text you.
I'm hoping for a good voicemail.
Yeah.
Do I leave a voicemail?
You could. Do you want to?
I don't know.
Maybe not. I wonder if it's a...
Does he have voicemail?
I don't know.
It's a lot of
rings.
He
might not. It might not be a real number. It might be like a computer.
This is so
number.
Many rings. No, but they would have. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message. It's Google Voice. At the tone,
please record your 100%
message. A Google voicemail.
Google voicemail.
100% of Google voicemail.
Which is only furthers 100%. The point that he's catfishing.
Oh my God.
Why would you use a Google voice? Why would you text
on a Google voice? Hold on. Okay, so you guys got to hear that part live.
Yes.
Meaning my listeners here.
Yeah.
But I had to turn the Instagram live back on and it's also tilted up. Gabby, will you tilt it normally? Okay, we definitely are going to need a glass of wine after that weird story and awkward attempted phone call. And this summer, the best way to discover new wines you're guaranteed to love is with First Leaf. It's a wine club that uses your feedback to curate wine selections to your unique tastes. I freaking love First Leaf. So whether you're entertaining company or enjoying a warm summer night at home, First Leaf makes buying great wine easy. By rating the wines you receive, First Leaf determines your likes and dislikes, and they only send wines you'll love. Okay, this is my favorite part. So I started by taking the First Leaf wine quiz to assess my exact wine drinking preferences. The questions that they ask are so specific and so interesting. One of the questions even involved asking if I really love butter, something along those lines. And I was like, hell yeah, I love butter. I wish that was a flavor I always tasted in wine and everything. You rate things from sweetness to wine styles to even how adventurous you are in trying new wines. And then they learn about the wine you like. Okay, First Leaf then created an introductory 6-pack of wine for me, all for just $29.95. Did you hear that? A 6-pack of wine for $29.95. Seriously, an introductory 6-pack of wine for only $29.95. These wines normally go for at least $20 a piece. When my bottles arrived, I tasted and I rated them online. First Leaf took my ratings and selected new wines based on my tastes for my next shipment. My curated shipments just keep getting better. Okay, guys, so try First Leaf Wine Club today, where buying great wine is simple. And I have an offer. If you sign up with my link, you'll get an exclusive intro offer. 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/behere. That's tryfirstleaf.com/behere. And that's 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/behere. tryfirstleaf.com/behere. Okay, so for the Instagram Live viewers, we called, well, whatever, it's fine. We called, it rang.
So many times,
it rang. And then certainly went to a Google voicemail. Mm-hmm. It's not a real person.
It's not a real person.
No.
But then I'm so creeped out. Also, what is this blackmail he was trying to get on me? I guess it was just a thing.
Asking for a photo or whatever?
Well, he didn't even ask for, I just asked for a photo and he sent me a selfie and he didn't ask for anything more.
But what do you mean by blackmail?
I don't know. Well, why was he like, why would, I guess not blackmail. I guess he was just doing it just to like get off, right? He's like some creepy guy.
Yeah, he's gross.
Yeah. So I thought maybe I should. So we called from your phone.
We called from my phone. He doesn't have that number. And yes, that number doesn't show up as like, I specifically have that my number show up as not my name. So like he wouldn't know my name. Like it
Perfect.
Wouldn't be that. Yeah.
Should I send him a text now?
Well, also it probably wouldn't even show up on Google voicemail anyways.
Oh, right.
Like as a person.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Unless the Google voice is connected to his, because you can connect a Google voice to your iPhone, right?
No, I'm not an IT
or your
person
phone.
Or a catfish, but he's a catfish.
Yeah. And a catfish.
Yeah. Text him. Let's
text
see.
Text him. Okay. So the last thing I told you, right, how I texted him his number mm-hmm. by accident. That's the last thing I texted him. Nothing. So he's like, hey, when can I'm, because we're supposed to make plans to meet. That was like the last thing we talked about.
Yeah,
so she's like, hey, when are you free to meet up this week?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Now, he's, according to my friend, he's in Brooklyn, according to Bumble.
Yeah, well, we'll see about
when
that.
She'd be like, hey, sexy, when can I see you IRL?
Don't say
no.
Really? Who
what
says
I say?
Sexy? No, because who would really say that?
Yeah.
You sound like a catfish. Just be like, hey, when are we going to meet up?
Hey, perfect.
Casual. Perfect. We're friends. You know, let's grab a burger. I don't know.
Go,
is that what people
burger.
Do? I don't know. Just let it go. This is a real thing, though. Like,
okay. Hey, when are we going to meet up?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see if he responds. But this is a real thing where not only do people catfish on apps, but I had someone. It actually freaked me out. So like 2 months ago or something, I got a message from a random number mm-hmm. and it was basically like, hey, how's it going or whatever. And I was like, I was just thinking like maybe it was someone I gave my number to from an app or I don't know. And we got far enough into the conversation where he was like, I think it's just saying it's low battery. It got far enough into the conversation where I knew I had not met him I could tell like something was off. And I was like, he was like, oh my God, you know, we met at that bar in West Hollywood. And I was like, well, I don't, actually go out ever.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I'm performing in a comedy club,
mm-hmm.
or never. Like, I'm not out at night.
Or you're getting like happy hour with a friend, but you're not like out and about, like yeah. talking to people, unless it's in a comedy setting.
Yeah. So then I said to him, I was like, so what bar did we allegedly meet at? And he goes, oh, God, I can't remember myself either. Like, I was a little drunk that night. And at this point, I'm like, I don't know the last, I don't think in years I've just been to a random bar mm-hmm. in West Hollywood drunk. Like,
no.
The only times I'm out at night, again, are for comedy or if I've been on a date or that's it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've even really been out with friends. Like,
really?
Like,
no, but I think I know you as like a happy hour girl.
Yeah,
like
happy
you're
hour,
having
yeah.
or dinner or drinks, but you're like, it's appointments. It's yeah. not, and I'm the
certainly,
same way now. Like,
yeah,
in my
certainly
30s.
I yeah. wouldn't be out. And so I was like, okay. I was like, well, I don't really go out. Like, I'm like, are you sure you can't remember what bar? And he was like, no, I can't. And I'm like, okay. I was like, well, what's your Instagram? Maybe I could recognize you from that.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm a 30-something-year-old man. I don't have Instagram.
No, every 30s, or you have a Finstagram.
Something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. I was like, well, then maybe just like send me a photo to refresh my memory. He sent me a photo. Certainly 100%, I would have never given my number to this person. Not meant in a mean way. It's just so not my type. He was like,
yeah.
huge muscles and tattoos. And like, I think it was maybe even a shirtless photo he sent as for like the photo. I was
how
like,
you get your number.
So I figured it out. And mm-hmm. I could tell. Throughout the message, I've never met this person.
Right.
I could tell that he was just sort of faking me out the whole mm-hmm. time. I Googled my name, my number, whatever. You can find it online. It's since been deleted.
Oh,
I like contacted the thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. He just straight up found it online, pretended that we'd met, and lied about the entire thing, like where we'd met. I'm like, and I knew right away. I'm like, I didn't meet this person.
Yeah.
I would have never given my number. I don't go out like that. Like, there's no way. It's creepy.
That is very creepy.
It's so creepy.
You know what else I just realized? Remember how I was saying that this guy, when I matched with him, like how he asked for my number and then he texted me?
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking earlier on Sunday, prior mm-hmm. to him texting me at around midnight,
yeah.
I had given him my number. He's like, we should get a drink soon. I'm like, great, here's my number.
Yeah.
And then he messaged me again on the app being like, what's your number?
Oh, so he didn't even remember giving it. It's so creepy.
Yeah.
It's people, girls, be safe out there.
Be safe out there.
Be safe.
Be like, safe out there.
I can say the same thing for like, oh, because girls can be like creepy or crazy or whatever towards
no.
guys. Certainly. But there's far less threat of what happens to girls. Like, it's scary.
I also have this guy sending me a dick pic on Instagram right
no,
now.
No. God,
I'm like,
no.
Why?
Right it's now?
Like, yeah, he oh, just God, sent no. it to me on my way over here. And I'm like, I don't
okay,
know
well,
who
no,
you
I
are.
Don't want to see that.
I know. No, no. It's just. I just can't.
So. Well, okay, let's circle back because this is all very creepy.
Yes.
What? Let's go. Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm like trying to go fully back because I want to like get to know you and your dating thing before
sure.
this happened, because I do feel like you have a very interesting story
yeah.
about. So when you lived in LA last,
yes.
you're living in LA again.
Yes.
Do you mind talking about
yes,
this?
Yes, let's talk about this. Let's talk about anything.
Okay.
We're going to be here for a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of edits on the real podcast. I'm sorry, listeners. This has been jumpy, but it was my first time doing it on live.
You know what?
So
you're multifaceted.
Yeah, I'm just
done
I
it.
Was trying to appease everyone,
everyone
at all times.
All the people are happy.
Even I'm just nervous. My mom texted me because I always feel like I'm in trouble. I love you, Mom, but I always feel like I'm in trouble.
I always feel in trouble when my parents text me too. Right? Or they don't text me back. Then I'm like, oh no, what did I do?
Hey, you might need some therapy
I
as well.
I do.
Anyways. Okay, so when you were living in LA last, you've recently moved back.
Yes.
You were dating a guy.
I was dating a guy who I thought was my person. I thought was my end game, to quote Taylor Swift. I thought this was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't stand Taylor. She's
yeah.
fine.
She's fine.
Whatever. But, okay, I felt like, though, in the beginning stage of your relationship with that guy, that there were several red flags.
Oh, so many red flags. I mean, I remember, like, someone handed me a Xanax here. I don't know who it was. Maybe
wasn't
it wasn't
me,
you.
I don't
someone
have a
had, someone
for
had
it.
A Xanax. I remember
who
just,
would
like,
I have known?
I don't know. Maybe it was... I don't know. Someone was here. There was some Xanax.
Someone
involved.
I know that had it.
That I was drinking.
I've never
you.
Taken
Sorry,
one.
I didn't mean to like put you on the
No,
spot
no. It's
like
not
that.
Even that. It's just more like I'm like, I've
never
had
it.
One.
There
I
was
don't
something.
Know.
Somehow someone like, because I was having like, I never have had anxiety at all. And I had anxiety in this relationship.
That's a bad.
It's a bad sign.
And I definitely know that feeling. I've had that in. Well, I had that with the last guy.
Yeah.
The guy that just
yeah.
cheated on me that
yeah.
I was dating. I had like full. Not to make
gut, it's your gut though.
Yeah,
it's your gut. Your
not to make
like,
this about
this
me because we're talking
no,
about your
we're
story.
Talking
but
about you too. It's your podcast.
I knew something was very, very wrong
mm-hmm.
when. So he works in Beverly Hills.
Yep.
And there was just a very weird feeling in my gut. Like, I just felt like I was being cheated on or something weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to happen upon something weird. Yep. And, like, he was always very communicative, met my family several times, yep. all the things. But just this one day, I just felt like something was very off. And I haven't done something like this since maybe college or high school even. Mm-hmm. I got in my car and I drove through Beverly Hills expecting to maybe see him on a date or something.
You did?
No, I did not. But that was like initial feeling. And then I, as I was leaving, I only did it for like maybe 10 minutes. Yeah. And then I was leaving, driving back to my apartment. I started crying because I was so like embarrassed for myself that I was in a relationship that made me feel that way, because I don't do weird shit like that. Like, I don't
know
that I haven't looked through someone's phone in, I don't know, 7 years. Like, I don't, but there was something about it that made me feel so anxious. And then I also then so simultaneously felt so ashamed. Like, something is 100% not right right now.
Something was 100% not right with this relationship from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I just kept like, but then he would do these grand gestures of things being amazing and awesome. And he would do these mm-hmm. great things. And so I would hang on to those. But then like the next day things would be bad. I mean, there was like a whole situation. He had these like two ex-girlfriends that are like best friends now. And then they would like, it was just a mess. Like, and there was always, and then there was a girl that he was like hooking up with at his work, but he like stopped hooking up with her when we started dating, mm-hmm. but they were still working together and he was at the office late all the time. So I was always really paranoid that he was cheating on me, which like, which is crazy. But yeah, if someone makes you feel like that, like that's, you should feel secure in your relationship.
Yeah. If your anxiety is,
yeah.
So what happened with you guys? So then you stuck it out.
I stuck it out. We went through, and then the timing of it was really bad because I had this like full-time job writing and hosting the Elite Daily Show, and it was amazing. And he had a full-time job working at another media company. And then I knew that my job was going to end soon. And so the job ended because like just contracts, whatever. It wasn't anything mm-hmm. big. And I was fine to be in a position where I could have just kind of kept going. But being with him and spending time with him, I became less, you know me as very motivated. I was less motivated. Yeah. He was very like critical about my performing and my comedy and like everything, to the mm-hmm. point that I wasn't performing anymore. I like rebranded myself as like a millennial Martha Stewart, which is like not me at all. Uh-huh. And I'm like, now I'm like cooking and I'm like starting a meal delivery service, but I'm still like making it work. And I think I loved LA. I always loved LA. And mm-hmm. he started to make me hate LA. And then I thought we were at the point where we were going to move in together. And if we moved in together in Los Angeles, it would have been fine. I probably would have realized it was wrong. And then I would have went my separate ways. But he got a job in New York. And I found out later that I don't think he was really ever looking for jobs in LA.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. He got a job in New York. He asked me if I wanted to move in with him. He moved out in January. I didn't meet him till April. And even that time in between me moving out, he was like, he would ice me. He wasn't available. He wouldn't talk to me for weeks. And I was about to like uproot my life to be with him. There were just like so many red flags. And I kept on being like, this is it. This is it. This is it.
Do you think looking back though, would you ever make that mistake again?
No.
What would be the signs that you would see then?
I think the second you're dating someone and they show you, you should never feel insecure when you're dating someone. Mm-hmm. I think the second you're feeling insecure and not pursuing, you know your passions, you know what you love. Mm-hmm. And when you start finding yourself adjusting your life, adjusting your interests, adjusting your taste to fit someone else, mm-hmm. I think that's like, that's the ultimate red flag. And that's what I was doing in this relationship. And I've done that before, but I've never uprooted my life. But at the same time, the
adjusting is a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
And just on a daily life thing.
Yeah.
You can be in the honeymoon stage of something, be very into someone, whatever. But when you start to feel like less than for things that you normally liked to do, unless they were unhealthy behaviors. Sure. Let's say you were a drug addict and they were encouraging you not to do drugs. Maybe go with that. But if it's just being yourself, doing your career, having your friends, whatever, if that starts to make you feel bad about yourself, that's 100% a huge red flag.
So my ex was never physically abusive or anything bad like that. Yeah. He was a little mentally abusive. But I had dated a guy who's the guy I didn't interview because it was very bad. But mm-hmm. he was physical and mentally abusive to me. And mm-hmm. I remember one day him saying to me, I wish I could redefine your presence.
Holy shit.
And he was the same thing. He didn't like me. He said another thing to me. He said one day, he's like, I can't wait until you, I was 27. He's like, I can't wait until you turn 30 and realize you're not funny. And it was just like, and my ex never was that, my most recent ex was never that mean and that terrible to me. But his actions and the way he treated me, like he could have been saying it.
I wish I could redefine your presence.
Here's what's even
weirder. That is the creepiest
thing to say to someone.
One of the creepiest statements I've ever heard.
Here's what's even weirder. I keep like love notes and everything in my book. And I after the breakup, we broke up around Thanksgiving. I moved in with my parents in Connecticut at 31 years old. As I was writing this book and interviewing all my exes, it was just like,
I still do my laundry at my parents' house in the desert all the time.
And so I was just like living this life, and it was just like so weird. I'm looking through this like scrapbook I have of all these love letters, and I'm reading the letter from my abusive ex and from my most recent ex, and I'm like, wow. The way
they were so similar.
So similar. To the point that I go to my dad and go, Dad, I'm going to read you two letters. Tell me which one is from one and which one's from what one. And my dad goes, that's the same person. And my dad's a writer too. He's like, that's the same voice. And I'm like, it's not. They're two separate people.
Okay. Let me flip this on its head.
Yeah.
And this might be hard to hear.
No.
What? And I'm not. And this sounds like I'm maybe like victim shaming.
No, I'm totally not.
How would you not get into that again? Where like you did that in your,
Here's the thing.
I guess late 20s and then early 30s. Like, what is it that you weren't recognizing? Like, if my listeners, for example, like, find themselves in a situation, what is it that you could pinpoint?
Yeah.
Or maybe you can't. No, I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
I can pinpoint it. And it goes back to, I love my mother very much, but my mother has had a lot of physical and mental issues all my life. And it's tough. And so, to me, normal is taking care of someone.
Okay.
And that translates in relationships. And so I am attracted to, and guys are attracted to me who suffer from mental illnesses, addiction, any of that stuff. My mom's didn't dabble much in it. Like, that was more. Anyway, because I'm very calm. So when there's chaos around me, I'm good at embracing chaos.
Yeah.
And so a guy who suffers from depression, anxiety, whatever, is drawn to me because I don't overreact when someone's chaotic or there's something wrong. I'm very like calm.
I'm actually very much the same way. And I don't necessarily think it's because of my childhood, besides the fact that my dad was sick all of my childhood.
But from
12 on,
yeah,
or something.
But it's what your normal is, and that's my normal.
But I also think I just, as a person, I don't even I don't think it has to do with my parents. As a person, I've always attracted friends, people that have needed things, or I can help them with something, and I actually respond calmly very well to,
and I want
people to feel good. I want people to feel good around me. I want them to feel like they're not, there's nothing wrong with them. You're okay.
And I remember very early on into dating, my ex was like having some panic attack about something very small and silly. And I was just so calm with him. And I think that was like the moment he fell in love with me. And that's just so
okay,
wrong.
So both of us need to break this pattern. I have been trying to do it, though.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that people like this don't deserve love. Of course they do. But I just think there needs to... I think any relationship needs to be a balance. And if there was a version of this that could have worked, it would have been that I was able to handle him like that. And then when I had my problems, he would be supportive. And the biggest overlining issue is when anything was wrong in my life, as small or big or whatnot, he was very resistant of that. And that was how I was like, there has to be balance.
Yeah.
There has to be balance.
And how would you try to change this going forward and meeting new people?
I think that, well, a big thing to me is like communication is so key. And I think if I'm dating a guy who seems very, I mean, the other thing, I'm attracted to narcissists. So if a guy seems so caught up in his own stuff that he can't do simple things like show interest or attention to me,
well, then you can't date that person.
You can't. And I think that was a big sign with him.
That's just a setting boundary point too, as you get older. Like, just don't
get,
that's what I've done at least, where like, I don't want to repeat the patterns.
No.
I know what each of those patterns were. Like, and maybe I'm being too harsh and I'm just not dating that much anymore, where it's more just like, nope, 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 very quickly, because I don't want to end up 2 years in.
Well, yeah, 2 years in, give up your car, you're in Brooklyn, and not even like the cool Brooklyn, like the outskirts of Brooklyn. You have a mice problem in your apartment.
Hey,
you're in the apartment by yourself all the time.
Look at you.
I literally was that was the worst. And then you're living with your parents, and like the news is on, and it's like, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? And my dad's like, right next to me. Get her the fuck out of here.
Aww. No, I get it though. Don't be ashamed of that.
I'm not ashamed, because it made me who I am, and now I have this whole new lease on life.
Yeah, listen, this can happen at any point in your life.
It can.
Really?
It can.
Well, Gabby, thank you for doing this.
Oh my God, of course.
Any final words of advice for my listeners?
I think, you know what? I think this goes across everything we talked about today, is to trust your gut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So trust your gut with dating apps. Trust your gut.
You know.
Trust your gut when you're getting into a new relationship and something feels off, because it's not, you can't change people. People show you who they are, and they show you who they are very early into meeting them.
Trust your gut.
And
so
when
important.
You see those red flags, when you see those things that are not compatible to you,
if you don't feel good, and if something feels weird, Don't, yeah.
Did you learn as a kid, it's like, no guy is worth your tears and the one who is won't make you cry.
Yeah.
Do you remember that quote?
Yeah, that's dumb. One, I love it.
That's literally like, that's true.
Yeah.
As a 31-year-old, that's true.
100% true. But yeah. I also think like you're like just spidey instincts, like you're just, your gut feelings know. Like, it's like even when you're walking down the road and someone gives you a weird feeling. Mm-hmm.
Don't engage.
Cross the street.
Get away.
Feel free to cross the street even if it's jaywalking. Because no one's gonna like if you feel like someone is like in your zone and you feel scared about it, cross the street, away from it. Like, do that in dating. Literally, if you feel so uncomfortable, curious. Don't stay on the date.
He didn't text you back. Text you? Didn't, okay. But you know what? I now have a feeling it also didn't show delivered. I have a feeling he blocked me.
Can you do that on Google Voice?
Can you?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who cares?
All right. Well, we're ending the podcast portion of this. Okay. Thank you, listeners, for listening. There's going to be some edits in this. I'm sorry, because we were trying to do a live and then a regular and whatever. But I love you all. And if anyone's still on Instagram Live, well, I answer questions. Thank you, Gabby, for doing this. Tell my listeners on here where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. It's Gabby Conti, ITSGABICONTI.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.